For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She's like, when we put her, like, she makes the moves and all that. I just stay, play goalkeeper, I pass the ball, you know what I mean? Like,
like in their relationship.
Hey, come on. Let's... Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. We got the co-executive directors of Vibes in the Building, Bridget Flores, William Monterosa. What's going on, y'all?
What up?
Back Taking a step better. Back from, like, Vibes, because producer here told me to relax.
He's on a performance improvement plan. Yeah. Dude, I leave for 1 week and I come back to a chaos.
You know, there's no chaos here. We're just keeping things, you know, business as usual. But we do, it's our first guest in a while.
Yeah.
We haven't had a guest
finally.
In a minute. And so we brought on a guy. He's all over MLS coverage. This guy doesn't sleep. He's doing stuff.
The hustle.
Yeah, he's hustling.
Is that you two know really well?
Yeah. Yeah, indeed they do. We have our guy.
Big in the LA scene.
Yeah. Eli Lesser is here in the building. You might know him as This Week in MLS. Eli, what's going on, man?
I am great. You know, it's very interesting to be, you know, surrounded by three LAFC fans. It's not every day.
Okay. There you go.
Hey.
So I'm undeclared. Yeah, so we've gone over this a couple times.
We can make it 2v2 tonight.
2v2?
Okay.
Listen, I'm neutral because I'm, one, a coward, and two, like,
conscious all business
of what both teams bring to the table in terms of, you know, just soccer to LA, and LA wins.
Such a boring response.
I agree with you. I tried to stay as neutral as possible for as long as I could, but you know, there came a time where I really needed to show my colors, and my colors.
And you chose black and gold.
No, mine are blue, white, and gold. But you know, people think I hate LAFC and LAFC fans. I actually don't, which is so funny.
Right.
You know, I like to poke fun at everyone, and you know, every time I poke fun at LAFC, it's always, you know, oh, he's a Galaxy fan. Of course, he's doing it. When I do it to all 29 MLS clubs, so who cares?
Can I ask you? I just wanted to know, like, what made you a LA Galaxy fan? Like, where does that come from for you?
Yeah, so I didn't even know what soccer was until David Beckham came to the Galaxy. So that's like my first exposure to the sport. I had a grandpa who watched European soccer or football. And, you know, when Beckham came to the Galaxy, he wanted to go see Beckham play. And that's when I first, you know, started watching the sport in general. And, you know, I started my page in 2015 and, you know, By then, I was already, you know, a certified Galaxy fan. And, you know, when LAFC came in 2018, I couldn't switch. So, you know, I was already in too deep. And, you know, I just, you know, the reason why I watched the sport in the first place was because of the Galaxy. So that's why Galaxy still.
That makes sense. It's family ties. Like, you create a different type of bond when you have family related into it.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So you didn't grow up playing soccer?
So I started playing soccer very late. I tried to pick it up in middle school and high school. You know, I wasn't the best. I was a great goalkeeper because I was a catcher in baseball. But in terms of on-field positions, I was, you know, straight garbage. And I could admit that.
Just like Ramsey.
Yeah, just like me, bro.
I was
seriously
just going to say.
I can only play goalkeeper. I can only play.
And that's only because he's tall.
Yeah. It's seriously only because. So listen, I can only play small-sided goalkeeper because I take up like 3/4 of the net.
Yeah.
So if I just like just make myself big, you know, like you can't score on me.
He's super competitive. So like,
yeah,
don't get him started because he might be not the best player, but he's going to be in your face talking trash.
Listen, that's me.
You can't change. You can't change who you are.
Exactly. Shout out to Mark. She's a baller. His girl.
Yeah. My girlfriend played in college.
And she carries the team.
She carries the team.
Yeah. So she's like, when we put her, like she makes the moves and all that. I just stay play goalkeeper. I pass the ball. You know what I mean? Like
In their relationship.
Hey, come on. There's nothing
Shout
wrong with that,
Mal.
but listen, let's.
She's my number one inspiration. I want to be like her when I grow up.
let's stay on topic here, but so.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchups reports for baseball, boxing, golfing, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
So you mentioned you couldn't make the switch over to LAFC when they came in the league in 2018. What have you seen them bring to the table in terms of LA soccer? Because one thing that I see as a more neutral perspective is what LAFC brought is they kind of lifted everything. You know, they say rising tide lifts all ships. Mm-hmm. And they made LA Galaxy kind of get more competitive because for a while they were the only, I mean, they had the Chivas USA, but mm-hmm. like for a while they were the only like, they were the it. They were the premier LA team.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they start kind of looking over their shoulder, improving like things that the community impact or whatever it is. But what have you seen as a Galaxy fan since LAFC came?
So Galaxy fans watching this, just, you know, mute everything for a little bit because I'm going to LAFC. But, you know, I think, first of all, LAFC have done a terrific job at branding themselves in LA. You know, for a while when LAFC came into LA, we saw, you know, just as many LAFC hats with the, you know, the LA logo as Dodger hats. And, you know, it's very hard to compete with the Dodger hat. I'm literally wearing one right now.
Right.
So in terms of branding, LAFC did a great job. I think black and gold is a great colorway to wear, which is, you know, mm-hmm. important to get people into the sport. You know, it's all about the style. It's all about the street culture. But then, you know, on field, bringing in a guy like Carlos Vela to start things off, that's huge for, you know, the Los Angeles area population. And I think LAFC, should be motivating the Galaxy to do better. And, you know, we haven't quite seen that necessarily from the Galaxy front office until, you know, a couple
Ricky.
Months ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just that they're supposed to be the best thing to ever happen to the Galaxy, but they're actually becoming the worst because they're supposed to, you know, keep the Galaxy in check, make sure that we're still, you know, doing the best we can to be elite because we didn't have that pressure before. And now there's a tremendous amount of pressure, and now it's all about, you know, how we can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I feel like Galaxy, like, the thing with Galaxy, once they got Beckham, they didn't become MLS team. They wanted to become the world team.
Yeah.
They got people like Ashley Cole, forgot the guy from Netherlands. They got
Nigel De Jong for like half a season.
Yeah, half
the
a
worst
season.
Thing ever,
yeah. But they got all these big names and like, they got lost in the sauce because they were not trying to bring a young player that that was good. They wanted to bring a bigger name that was already on the way out because that was old MLS. Atlanta United came and they switched it all up. They got all these South Americans are doing, they did great. One of them is
Almiron,
in Europe. Yeah, doing great.
Yeah,
and then LAFC came in and just took that Atlanta United culture and blew it up and made to the point we got Bell. Bell was the biggest name besides Beckham, but Bell was the biggest name to come to MLS till Messi just said,
right.
coming. So I think Galaxy just got lost in that thing of just not being known as the best MLS team. They wanted to be ranked with the Barcelonas, the Real Madrids, and that's where they got lost. And they, MLS started shifting and they saw themselves outside looking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a hard thing for the Galaxy was when Bruce Arena left the club to go back to the USMNT. I think from that point on, the Galaxy kind of lost the sauce and they kind of lost, you know, everything that made them the best team. And they were just so focused on trying to replicate the past and not adapting to the way MLS is changing. And, you know, I'm hoping now with, you know, the Galaxy stealing someone from LAFC's front office, Will Kunz, like if he could, you know, come in and, you know, bring in, you know, some of that LAFC stuff and ideologies to the Galaxy, you know, I'm not afraid of stealing, you know, the Galaxy could take something, make it better, hopefully. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, not this season, but next season, you know, we start to see real changes in the Galaxy culture from within, because I think the Galaxy culture from outside has always been there and it hasn't left. I know a lot of people may disagree, but I think the fans have done a great job at, you know, still being Galaxy fans and showing up, because even with LAFC, sure, a lot of Galaxy fans left LAFC or left the Galaxy to join LAFC, but, you know, they still had the attendance numbers throughout the years. It's just, it's tough when your team makes the playoffs twice in like 6 years.
Yeah.
In a league where 60% of the teams make the playoffs in the first place. So, you know, LAFC's done a great job at making a winning culture, but the Galaxy have the global recognition and they need to take advantage of that, especially now that Messi is in MLS. The Galaxy should be like, we're going to get in, you know, even like a Ronaldo, you know, we need to make that statement to show that we're still the globally recognized brand of MLS, because Inter Miami is putting even more pressure on the Galaxy than LAFC was in terms of like a global perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get into, cause I want to get into that too, but we just had the, you know, over 80,000 fans at the Rose Bowl.
Yes, sir.
We were all there. It was a mess to get in and out.
It was a mess
to get to my seats.
Yeah.
Because of her.
Because of me.
What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. What happened?
Took forever.
We. I mean, do you
know? It's gonna take like an hour just to explain this.
Bridget was.
I don't
just,
remember.
She was just back from her like
from Mexico.
Like her month long vacation
I was in
Mexico.
Yeah. Literally the next day I went to the Rose Bowl. Game.
Yeah, and she brought the whole
Mexican vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. She was doing the whole thing.
Brought the flag, and I went to the wrong game.
Yeah. So, but we all had our own perspectives and experiences there. But what were your thoughts and experiences like at the Rose Bowl for such a historic match?
So obviously, it might have been a bit better for me than for you two. Yeah. But you know, first of all, just from like a neutral perspective, and as someone who's covered MLS for almost 8 years now, it honestly made everything feel valid. Everything that I've worked for over the last 8 years, seeing that type of atmosphere for an MLS match, there's nothing better that I've ever witnessed in my life. And I'm so blessed that I was able to go in person, first of all, because so many people had to watch on TV, but just being there in person was just
losers.
So incredible. And you know, I even teared up when I got there and like the match started, and seeing both crowds, because a lot of people expect the LAFC crowd to be like way bigger and way better than the Galaxy crowd, but the Galaxy crowd very much held their own in that regard with the flares and all that stuff. I mean, it was very 50-50. I know people are like, oh, it was actually 51-49, you know, all that BS. Yeah, but no, it was really awesome. And, you know, we were talking about this before the show, but I think, you know, this type of match and this type of vibe could solidify El Tráfico as one of the world derbies, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, and it definitely, growing up, Going to games since 96, my dad used to take me. Just seeing, like, even though once I got to the stadium, like, I had to, like, before meeting up with these two, I was a little late, like, always. Meeting up with these, I had to, like, just stand and look around, just take a deep breath in. I'm like, wow, like, growing up, coming to these games, from what it was to, like, one little section to the whole stadium, taking 30 minutes to even get into the stadium. Like,
yeah.
It shows that MLS, in this short time, like I've said this before in the pod, La Liga, EPL, they're being since the 1800s.
Hundreds of years.
Yeah, hundreds of years. Like what we've been done in like 27 years, it shows that in the next 10 years, we could be one of the best leagues in the world.
Oh, and I fully believe that we will be. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, having a rivalry this iconic is just, you know, part of the starting point. You know, I think a lot of players from around the world must have watched El Tráfico and they're like, hey, I want to be a part of this. You know, hey, I did El Clásico, I did Boca River, I want to do this one now. And you know, this could only help the sport in America. And you know, I'm hoping that, and I can guarantee that people went to that match and that was their first ever soccer match and they're like, wow,
great
this
experience.
Is the best thing I've ever been to in my life. Because for me it was, but I think you don't even have to be a soccer fan to enjoy like what happened that night and also the fireworks afterwards.
Yeah, that was amazing. I think you bring up a good point. I think that definitely set a tone for like how far MLS has come, and it like this is just the beginning of like where what the future holds for MLS. Especially for those two teams in LA, I think that there's a lot that can happen between that rivalry in a good way that'll benefit both sides, like not just one or the other, but both sides, and more specifically the LA culture with soccer, because I think it's slowly but surely growing with these two teams.
And like to give credit to both teams, most of the tailgates you saw black and gold and white and blue. Like there was Galaxy fans, they were all intermingling. There was a little bit of drama, but not really
right
what everybody expected to be, like to be a shit show.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah,
but honestly, like the way like it was set up, Galaxy fans, LAFC fans, not in the stadium because they try to split them up as much as they can,
yeah,
but like outside you see them barbecuing together,
I
taking shots together.
People held their own.
Yeah, like, it was amazing.
There was like a few scuffles, but that's always gonna happen
quick.
That's always like gonna chaos. Happen yeah but one thing that I noticed when we were walking around, like they had the LAFC entries and the LA Galaxy entries, and we saw a couple of fans venturing into enemy territory just because
it was shorter.
The whole thing was like just very confusing,
chaotic,
There's so many people trying to get in. The lines were super long, and so that you had a scenario where Galaxy fans were trying to cut through LAFC lines, or the vice versa, LAFC fans were cutting through. And it was like mostly like there was the booze and you know all that stuff, but it was like
that's good banter though.
It was more like banter. It wasn't like genuine, like threatening, like menacing.
Like not like when I went to the LA Galaxy tailgate when they cussed me out. Said I'm a son of somebody.
It wasn't that. It wasn't like, you know, people actually threatening Julio and saying stuff about his mom and all that.
She's a nice lady. She's at home resting.
Yeah. But it was more like, you know, like just like more fun, like boo, you know, everybody. Exactly. And to me, that was really cool to see that you do want there to be some kind of animosity, and you do want there to be like a level of conflict. But because conflict's always interesting, but you never want it to spill over into like actual
fisticuffs.
I think from what I saw, at least being there, like there was a good mix of that, you know, that clash without the actual, you know, physical clash.
Yeah, I think the thing that I always tell, you know, because I actually, believe it or not, I might have as many LAFC friends as I have Galaxy friends. And what I always tell the LAFC friends is we're rivals, not enemies. And I think that is like a very strong way to encapsulate the rivalry as a whole, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all just people. We're all supporting the league. And for me personally, as like an MLS creator, I have love for anyone who's supporting MLS
definitely
in any regard. Right. That's a big thing for me. And you know, we could have different teams. You know, you guys might be on Chiellini's side. I'm very much on Ricky Pooja's side. But
all right, so before we go further than that, all right, how old is Ricky?
23, 22.
Yeah. Who was Chiellini defending at 23?
I know.
All right, so let's leave it there. All right, continue with your.
He said he pulled his Zlatan. He pulled his Zlatan. He reversed.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, but Rick. First of all, I called it in the beginning of the season. I said Ricky for MVP. Started off slow, but Ricky is him.
Ricky is him.
And I think those signings like Ricky are the best thing for the league possible. If you could get a player like that at that age to come to MLS, and you could get a bunch of those across all teams, you know, I don't want, you know, I'd love the Galaxy to get many, but, you know, I don't need them all hoarded on one team. You know, that's what's really going to help raise the bar of the league, aside from players who are, you know, going to come for 1 year or half a season like Gareth Bale. Like, you want the players that could really become household names in MLS.
The ones that are going to stick around.
And definitely, like, another name. Like I feel like, quietly, LA Galaxy had the best last three signings of all MLS. Acosta, everybody was mad at him First of all, Costa came in.
I talked trash about him. I got opinions on him, but yeah.
No, but the last three games, three, 4 games, Costa.
He's been putting in work.
My God.
Okay, it's the bar for him was already so low because of how he started.
And he could have kept it low.
But he's from here to like top of the MLS now.
But you had feelings about, because who are the other signings that you're talking about?
I was a real big Brugman fan.
Yeah.
I thought he was a great signing. Then we have Neil. You know, like I have a low key man crush on Neil.
That's okay.
I just think he's a stud.
Okay.
I think he's a stud. Like,
yeah.
I think he's gonna be the next MLS player to go high in Europe. Like, he's gonna be the U.S. men's national team center back for the future.
Best player at the Gold Cup, by the way.
Upset that he was hurt. Yeah. Playing against Panama.
Yeah.
Panama schooled us, but whatever. Brugman, Costa, Puig, Boyd, another stud.
Yeah. Boyd's just.
Yeah, that was an impressive one because he's had a whirlwind of a career. Like over the last few years, he was playing for a major club in Turkey, and they had some sort of roster kerfuffle where they weren't allowed to play him. So he was literally just sitting for 2 years just at Besiktas, and then they bring him in on a free, and that's huge. You know,
yeah.
Galaxy have always had one LAFC killer on the roster. First it was Latan, then it was Grand Seer of all people, and now, you know, Tyler Boyd. It's important for us, you know.
he had the memories come back to him.
He was good. I don't know why LA guys didn't let him go.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to go. He wanted, I think he was homesick. A lot of MLS players, they get homesick and stuff. I remember for LAFC, like Laurent Simon.
First goal, first captain.
No, he was very homesick, so he had to leave.
He went back to Bruges.
It's just a bunch of that stuff. With, you know, a lot of foreign players, oftentimes their families can't move with them. Like, you know, Latif Blessing just recently reunited with his family. Like,
That's crazy.
Like, after like 5 years, which is crazy. Shout out to him. He's one of the few LFC, or actually, I like a lot of LFC players, but like, you know, everyone.
Name him.
He just has something else.
I'll tell you about that later. But yeah. Right now.
No. We really don't have to get into that.
I do have a question for everyone though, but our guests can answer first.
Sure.
Do you all think that the El Tráfico should be something that happens at the Rose Bowl on like a annual basis?
I do think it should. However, I do think LAFC and the Galaxy, and this is a hot take, they need to play each other less.
Yes.
Agree. I 100% agree.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. You're diluting the...
Right.
The games, because, like, this is why we're doing two more games, because, like, if they win against León, they might play, like, in the Nations League.
Right, because then you get the Gold Cup, now Nations... Or not Nations, Leagues Cup. What did I say? I said Gold Cup. I meant to say Open Cup. Yeah, Open Cup.
They always rig that so that we play each
It's
other.
100% it's rigged. Always, it was 100% rigged. There's no way.
When the pot is Galaxy, LAFC, and then Colorado, Real Salt Lake, obviously they're going to put the Rocky Mountain teams in El Tráfico.
Yeah.
You know, I just think...
As they did this.
Yeah. it's
one of the envelopes was colder.
I play Mario Party with my friends, and there's this thing where there's like these team mini games, and you could select random.
Yeah.
But you select random until you get the team you want. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
So it's like. That's what happens. But I think, you know, I do think it should be at the Rose Bowl every year, but I would love the Galaxy and LAFC to only play each other twice.
Right.
And like and then a third time in the playoffs, maybe.
Yeah, Rose Bowl and Coliseum.
Yeah. I don't want to play I don't want an El Tráfico Open Cup. Like, it didn't feel like a good victory when the Galaxy A team beat the LAFC kids.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it just doesn't feel good, you know.
Yeah.
You want it to be as intense as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away from it the more times you play it. Like a USA-Mexico, I don't want to play them like five times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, like what you said, the Coliseum one game, the Rose Bowl another game, or even SoFi, or throwing these other stadiums.
I definitely agree on the two games a year, but it's just Rose Bowl is tough.
Yeah, because if you make it...
I hate the Coliseum, but let's do Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's a little closer to, like, you know, transportation.
Close to LAFC, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you get 80,000 people at a game. That's a proof of concept right there. Like, that, you know... That's 20. That's like four times what you would be getting if you were to put it at the bank or BMO or Dignity Health.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a plant thing, but like around the 75th minute, I wanted to get beer, and I went to like four different places. Like, we're completely sold out.
Mm.
But they're like, we're completely sold out. Like, no more. I'm like, what's going on here? Like,
they cut it. What's the minute that they cut it off? I don't know.
I feel like when I go to like NBA games and stuff, like shortly like after halftime,
it's like the third quarter, seventh inning in Dodger games. It's like the 70th minute.
LAFC cut it off like 3 hours after the game.
not before.
Well, you can just go get them at the. You can get 2 for $5 if you wait to go to the hot dog lady.
Hot dog. Yeah. cerveza. 2 for $5.
I was walking back to my car on the golf course. They're doing 2 for $5, 3 for $5. Oh, you know, they're just trying to get rid of
Were sending shots for $5. I'm like, okay.
Sold.
But so I want to get into some of the U.S. men's national team stuff. But first, you know, covering MLS, how did that all start? How did this week in MLS start? What made you get into that?
It's actually a very random thing, and it was kind of a coincidence that I started this week in MLS. So I used to go to a sports broadcasting camp, and I used to be a huge baseball guy. As a baseball player, I was a huge Dodger fan and MLB fan, but I also watched a little bit of MLS. This is before I was really, really into it. I watched a bit of MLS, NBA always. And I go to this broadcasting camp, and the first day I walk in with a gray hoodie and a Dodger hat. There's 100 other dudes in there wearing a gray hoodie and a Dodger hat. And at first I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I am meeting all these people that are just like me. And then I quickly found out, oh, if you want to be a sports broadcaster, there's so much competition and stuff. And I was like, oh no, all these people are just like me. And this is me as like a 13, 14 year old. And I realized at that camp, I was the only person that knew anything about MLS. And there was a little podcasting network that, you know, they made out of just like from kids that went to that camp. And I was like, you know what? This time next year, I'm going to come back and I'm going to make an Instagram page about MLS and I'm going to make a podcast about MLS. I'm going to be the MLS guy of this camp, just of the camp, you know, like that was it. And I started this week in MLS and, you know, the first few years, I just posted podcasts and put these news graphics. I posted news that look like, if you know the Instagram account All Sports News, it's like a, you know, a basic, you know, photo in the middle, white border, and you put the text in the white borders.
Right.
Just what I posted like for the first few years, and then I didn't realize that it would become like an actual thing for me. It was just, you know, kind of just a fun thing. But actually, around the time LAFC came into the league was around the time I actually started to like gain traction. Mm-hmm. So I guess thank you guys.
We do what we can.
Thank you, next.
Yeah. But when LAFC came in the league, I was always going to be a Galaxy fan, but I really tried to hide, you know, which team I supported. And, you know, throughout the years, you know, a lot of LAFC players were really nice to me. They helped me. My favorite soccer player ever actually played for LAFC, which is the only time I ever, even for a second, thought I would switch over. But Lee Wynn he's my favorite soccer player of all time. You know, from his time with the Revolution, I just thought he was the coolest player. And when I saw LAFC sign him, I was like, damn. And also Benny Feilhaber. You see, I'm Jewish. He's Jewish. I was like, holy crap. He's coming to LAFC. Like, LAFC signed a bunch of players that I really liked to start. So I was like, you know what? I'm a Galaxy guy, but I'm gonna you know, lay under the radar. I'm not going to say anything. And then I joined actually an LAFC show, 110 Football. And then a lot of Galaxy people started to believe I was an LAFC fan. And that really bothered me because they really turned on me. And I was like, wait, no. I don't like this. This isn't what I want. Uh-huh. And, you know, when my time with 110 Football ended, I wanted to make it, like, clear where I stood.
He was a Trojan.
Yeah.
had everybody in the horse.
Yeah. Well, no. And, you know, I heard a lot of LAFC people. A lot of people that work at LAFC are very pissed off at me. But, you know, I felt like because I claim to be I'm a content creator, not a journalist. And I think that there's a big difference in that. And it's always about transparency. And I want people to know where I'm coming from, how I see the game with what I make. And, you know, I think it is important. A lot of people think, oh, you have to be as neutral as possible forever. But I think, you know, that wouldn't be authentic for me to hide that anymore. So, you know, when I was done with 110 Football, I was going to, you know, release myself as a Galaxy fan. It was kind of like a soft launch, and then it became more of a a hard launch when I joined ACB publicly, and you know that got a lot of people pissed off at me, but that was a personal decision, not a business decision. I knew it was the worst business decision possible, but my best friend and I have been going to Galaxy matches forever. We always look at ACB chanting and we're like, we want to be a part of that. So we joined it. Just for anyone out there, I have no part in any of the drama between supporter groups and stuff. I'm just there for the vibe. So you know, don't come at me for that. You know, I just have a lot of friends that are there. I'm not a part of any of their
it's a very measured anything that statement happens.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. on any side, you know, for sure. LAFC fans to know, like, you know, I'm just there because the Galaxy are my team and I want to chant for them. You know, that's literally why I'm a part of a supporter group now. And it also, you know, sometimes I'm so focused on the grind of content all the time that, you know, I lose the personal love for what I'm doing and the love of the game. And every time I go to a match for ACB, that like reignites it for me in a way. It keeps the passion going alive. So that's why I joined that. But, you know, when I joined publicly, that's when, you know, I became kind of the biggest villain to LAFC for 3 months. And then I told everyone, yo, I don't want this. Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to instigate anything. I had a video ready after the Rose Bowl match, and I was like, I'm not going to post this. It's not a good idea.
I don't think LAFC Rich would have been happy.
Yeah, hey, bro, I could breathe. I could breathe, and LAFC Rich wouldn't be happy. But, you know, Rich, I have nothing against you. I get why you don't like me, but you know, it's okay, bro. It's, you know, it's bigger than black and white, as you see. White for Galaxy, black for LAFC.
To his credit, he stays true to where he comes from.
And I commend him for that. Yeah. You know, I have some thoughts on how I think, you know, he's made LAFC fans not great, but also he's done a great job for what he's done for the club. And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm a huge Blink-182 fan. I grew up, you know, being a Blink-182 fan, and the biggest thing that they taught me is don't take life seriously. So I don't take things seriously. I know he does personally, and I just, you know, I have no problems with you, Rich, if you're watching.
Like,
I would love to get a drink with you, and we could hash it out. Yeah, just don't ban me from the bank. That's all I ask for you, from you, bro. I went to an LAFC match last year after the whole stuff went down. Went down with me and him, and dude, I got the scariest death stare I've ever gotten in my life from him. But it's okay. Like I said, Rich, like I got nothing against you. We can still be boys. I know. that's probably not what you want, but you know, just letting you know, like, I'm always here for you, I guess. And yeah, like no hard feelings. I get it. It's great to turn on me because I'm a Galaxy guy and, you know, everyone needs a villain. But you know, I don't think you guys are looking in the right direction.
Yeah. So like when you get stuff like that, whether regardless from who it is, whether it's like, because obviously being an MLS fan in general is gonna generate some kind of, you know,
save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feelings or vitriol or, you know, just like like negative comments or, you know, so whether it's from being a Galaxy fan or MLS fan or just whatever it is that you post being so public facing, like what, like how do you deal with stuff like that when that
it
comes
sucks.
Up? Yeah.
It sucks. Also, yeah. It's that it was, you know, LAFC stuff. It's, I get clapped by the pro rel for USA people all the time,
right. Yeah.
Which, you
yeah.
know, like get a life. And, I've even, you know, just being openly Jewish is a hard thing sometimes too, because people always expect me to have an answer for things that happen. But, you know, you just gotta, like I said, not take anything too seriously, especially on Twitter. You know, nothing that's ever been said to me on Twitter has ever, I've ever had to face, like face to face, you know. I've received like death threats and stuff from LAFC fans, but then when I go to LAFC matches, they're all like, "Hey Eli, what's up? You know, appreciate what you do. Oh, you're a Galaxy guy, but like, you're all vibes. It's okay." So like, you just know that like nothing could ever really happen to you on that type of thing, and also, you know, just know that if someone is spending that energy on hating on you, that means they don't have anything positive to spend their energy on, and you know, just. For me, it's always important to have other things I'm interested in and, you know, a world outside of just, you know, posting about MLS. And that's what keeps me grounded and, you know, sound. But I've become better at it. You know, sometimes I get too much and I'm like, yo, guys, like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, mm-hmm. just leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And I know people are like, oh, well, you're a public figure. You have to be able to deal with this. But, you know, sometimes it's like, I just like leave me alone. I just want to post my videos and leave. Yeah. And that's a big thing for me. You know, I try not to spend too much time just online in general. Mm-hmm. I try, or and just in the soccer space in general, I try to focus on making my stuff, putting it out there and then leaving and then enjoying the rest of my day. I have so many other hobbies. Even with MLS being my passion, I know a lot of people believe like it's got to be 24/7. That would kill me personally. So yeah.
So don't read the comments.
Don't read the comments. Twitter, I really don't spend enough or a lot of time on anymore just because of all the negativity. Instagram, you know, people like me there. It's a lot more comfortable there.
What about TikTok?
TikTok, I mean, there's so many brain dead responses.
TikTok, there's no filter.
They be coming for you.
They're rough, but also so dumb. No offense. I got comments where I was like, you know, Kai Kamara, he's a great player.
Yeah.
He scored a goal and he was doing well for the Chicago Fire or whatever. And he was like, I got comments being like, yo, I thought he was like, no, they were like, no, he's on Montreal. He's not on Chicago. I'm like, bro, like, you know, like there's people. I don't blame them
because IQ. He's played for like, yes, like nine everybody. Different teams at this point.
But when I'm posting a goal from that
right.
night.
Yeah.
With that jersey.
Being on the, yeah. with that jersey, like, no, he's on Montreal, dude. I'm like. I don't know. I don't read TikTok comments because they're just, I don't know. When I want a good laugh, I do.
Yeah.
Twitter is brutal. Reddit, I stay off of. And, you know, Instagram's always been my home.
Yeah.
And that's where I've always started.
So follow me on Thread.
Threads is so clutch. As someone who has like a following on Instagram, I already have more followers on Threads than on Twitter in like 2 days.
Oh, wow.
I know Threads has already died low key. Like, I mean, people, I mean, yeah, I noticed people stopped viewing things on Threads, but you know, I was hoping Threads could take over Twitter because I would just rather not be on Twitter. I don't like that app. I never did. I was always on it just to like, you know, see what was happening in MLS.
Right.
And then I was told, oh, the sports world runs on Twitter. So I was like, oh, I have to be on Twitter. But I hate Twitter. I don't like that app. And everyone knows that I don't like that app, which is why I think they're starting to stay away from me. Because everyone wants a fight that, like, someone's going to fight back in.
Yeah.
And now they know I'm not going to fight back. They're like, okay, whatever. And it's not going to help my growth because, you know, you grow on Twitter by beefing with people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, I don't have time for beefs. I don't have time for any of that. I just, you know... there's always something bigger than that, you know, happening around everything. So I don't know. I hate Twitter, but I'm on it, and yeah, I have some great friends on there, but also, you know, some people who really don't like me, and you know, I actually don't dislike anyone really, except for Pro Rel USA.
The second you do anything pro, they come out quick. Like especially on Twitter, like they're relentless.
I got attacked the other day, but I got the best ratio ever because everyone piled on this dude. This dude quote tweeted. I do these fan reaction videos, which, you know, I put on jerseys of every team. I act like I'm one of them. I'm actually
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm not funny. We're 24.
I'm sorry for you guys, but I was actually told that I'm not allowed to use LAFC anymore in those because of what happened last year. Yes. So I can't be LAFC.
What happened last year?
Just what happened with the whole situation with Rich and that stuff. It kind of resulted in them being like, well, first of all, I was told I was not worthy to wear their jersey. But, you know, it's just I was told.
You didn't get the right size.
Yeah. Well, no. I was told I can't, you know, wear their stuff anymore and use them in that, and it's fine. You know, I don't want to cause problems. That's like a big thing for me. I don't want to cause problems, so it's like okay. But with the fan reaction videos, I got quote tweeted by a big pro rel guy, and he was like, "MLS is paying people to be fans." Hashtag pro rel for USA.
That's a big like conspiracy the league is paying people to make these TIFOs.
We're not the Qatar World Cup guys.
Like, right. Yeah, exactly.
If he gets out there, his phone it'll be wiped out.
So I quote tweeted being like, "Yo, I wish MLS paid me," and that got everyone to not attack this guy, but like, bro, like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. And then this dude kept trying to win against me. And I was like, bro, I'm literally a guy who just graduated college. I live in my parents' house and I make videos from my bedroom. Like, what do you expect? Like, yeah. And they're like, but MLS is paying you to do that, right? I'm like, yeah, they're paying me to be in my parents' house. Like, like, I don't know.
You're a family man.
It's too bad. Hey, I mean, it's free rent and free food. And I love my parents. I got no problems with them, but you know, I'd like a job so I could, you know, start my life. But it's just so funny. And it's great how, you know, I get all these talks with people a lot, but then I realize sometimes just, you know, how much love you can get as well. Mm-hmm. And so many people piled on being like, yo, how would you do this to Eli? He's just like, you know, a guy who's passionate about the league. How hard for you to understand is that? Because it's really hard for people to understand that MLS has genuine fans, all because, you know, there's no promotion relegation, you know. But, you know, like, we're all genuine fans of the sport, and we love the league, we love our teams. You love two teams now.
You can't decide.
I can't decide. Clip that. I'm a fence sitter. That'll be on the clip. Yeah,
but no,
yeah.
we're like, it's so hard for people to understand that, like, MLS can have a genuine fan base. Mm-hmm. They like to say, oh, MLS are just franchises and, you know, single entity, but like, sure. Other, you know, they don't understand American sports, or if they do, they're clinging on to something that, you know, at the end of the day, doesn't matter as much as they think it does. You know, I would love promotion relegation MLS, but that's not my priority. That's not what I'm focused on. I'm just focused on growing, you know, the fans of the league.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Growth.
So in other words, MLS, please pay all of us.
Yes. Pay all of us, MLS.
Send us a check.
I know Don's watching this. Don comments on our videos. So
send us a check. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, Don, I dapped you up at MLS Cup last year, which means we're homies now. If you want to slide me a job, that would also be great.
Hey, well, I think we should leave it on that. Like that's a good place to finish up.
Wait. I have two questions really quick.
Okay, go for it.
Welcome to Bridges Corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your favorite stadium you visited so far in MLS, and your favorite or like the most hyped supporter section you've witnessed.
Mm. Okay. Because I'm a Galaxy fan, I'm not going to, you know, give LAFC credit here.
It sounds like he just gave LAFC credit.
LAFC Rich, see?
Okay, aside from Galaxy and LA, they can't
be included. Because personally, my personal thing, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, Victoria Block, we're the best. Or, LAFC does a great job with their crowd. I think they have some cool chants that are unique. And I think the Galaxy do, too. I think a lot of MLS Cubs do not, which
Almost
is, you know.
Galaxy. Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Aside from LA, where?
Yeah, I'd say the craziest one that I've seen, and I am about to go to Nashville soon, so we'll see about that. But Cincinnati was really, really great.
Yeah,
I was
great
there for Hell is Real Derby against
Columbus
Crew, and that was an amazing crowd. And I think a lot of the newer clubs are doing a very good job with their supporter sections. So that's the best one I've been to so far. But, you know, I have a Nashville trip. I have a St. Louis trip planned. So, you know, we'll see. I know those are very hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other one? The other thing you said? So best supporter section was Cincy.
Best, like, stadium.
Stadium. I got to say NYC. No, kidding. Sorry. speaking of Ohio.
MLS does pay him.
I loved I loved Columbus, actually. I guess we're staying in Ohio. Okay. Yeah. I made a video this past week saying Ohio is not mid.
Right. Yeah,
and Ohio is not mid in terms of MLS. So okay. I think I was at their stadium opener for their newer stadium. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place. I'm excited for the All-Star game to be there last year. And then best attention that I've received at a stadium was Philly.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Last year, for some reason, I have a good Philly contingent of This Week in MLS followers. And they probably treated me the best, as like from the club down to the fans, they treated me the best. And, you know, now we have a common enemy. But
right.
Yeah. It was, you know, I really enjoy Philly and their fans, which is funny because I hate all their other teams. you know, the Phillies, you know, as a Dodger fan, traumatized me as an 8 and 9 year old.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say those were the best ones. Can I tell you a hot take?
Sure,
yeah.
Go for it.
Do it.
That's what we live for.
I'm not going to get murked. And I guess LAFC fans would be happy about this one. But most overrated one I've been to in terms of supporters were the Portland Timbers.
Ooh, overrated.
They're always in everybody's top like five lists.
My reasoning, and they were loud when they were loud. But I went to MLS Cup in 2021 when it was them versus NYCFC.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happened is NYC scored a goal early, mm-hmm. and until then, Timbers Army was electric, amazing, and then they were silent for the entire match until they scored in the 93rd minute, and then they were back on their feet and amazing.
Mm.
But that was like a shocking experience for me because I was so ready to be like, Portland has the best fans in MLS, they have the best stadium atmosphere in MLS, and it was amazing. Until NYCFC scored, and you know, supporter sections, you got to keep going no matter what, as pissed off as you get after you give up a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think, you know, I'm going to say both LA teams to be neutral here do a great job, because I feel like the supporter groups, regardless, are lit. And, you know, I mean, LAFC, it's easier when you're a winning team, but for the Galaxy, you know, they've really proven that they are, you know, very strong when things get rough. And, you know, I'd say the Kleinout protest even prove that they're strong. I know people say that's weak, that they're not showing up when their team is not doing, but they, you know, it set a precedent for MLS clubs, you know, hey, you know, we're not content with being mediocre as the pro rel people think we are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, so yeah, Portland Timbers, I think, were slightly overrated. I still think it was a good atmosphere, but I left disappointed, which is not what you want.
They're going to come for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I have friends, Timbers Army, you know, I love Timber Joey. I love the gimmick they do with the, you know,
the lumberjack.
The goal celebration. But yeah, I was really disappointed, and I was really rooting for Portland too, because I have like a personal thing against NYC. But yeah, it was just weird.
Yeah.
So in other words, there's a bunch of hipsters trying to go to games.
Yeah.
They just show up when they win.
I've been to Providence Park. It's a great stadium. Yeah. I stood in the supporter section, and this guy next to me like asked me where I was from. I just said I was from LA, and then he just started going off on me about LAFC, like just assuming I was an LAFC fan. And he's like, "You guys, no history, none." And I was just like standing there, just like I had no idea what to say. Like I didn't want to get into it. Like, you know, I was there with my girlfriend and her family, and I was just kind of standing there and I'm listening to this guy like
No, I'm not from LA, I'm from the Valley.
That's how he claimed the Valley.
Got you.
No.
You didn't hear me.
I'm from the Valley, not LA.
That's not.
Shout out to the Valley.
No, that's not what happened. We kept it neutral. We kept it, you know, under, like I was able to de-escalate, but that's not what happened.
Only Ramsey would de-escalate a situation like that.
Yeah. It could have gone two ways, and it went the better of the two ways. So I'm, you know,
such a profession.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta keep things professional.
What a Valley guy.
Yeah, just
a Valley thing to do.
Yeah, you know, we're just mellow. We're just mellow out there. It's too hot to be.
I'm sure it's terrible right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's been rough. But Eli, thank you so much for taking the time to come chop it up with us. For Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores, Eli Lester, This Week in MLS. Follow him on, you know, all platforms, especially Twitter. I'm Ramsey Abushala. Keep it tapped in. We got more stuff coming for y'all. But until then, we're out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.